It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
No.
Was it still appraisal week?
Enough of that. Yeah, it's still appraisal.
I'm sorry, sir.
I haven't filed your appraisal.
I got a sore throat. I was trying to clear my throat.
I will. Yeah. I'll file that appraisal later today. Anyway.
Good morning, young man.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You have a good evening?
I did. Yeah. It was. I watched a little basketball. I was a little disappointed because I went to bed at halftime last night. Mineral Point had a pretty good lead, I think 8 or 9, and they were... they seemed to be in control, and I went to bed thinking, oh, they probably won that one, but they didn't. They lost by 3 to Aquinas. Aquinas is a good team, too, but it was
they're not local to us. Mineral Point's local to us.
I know. I'm just saying.
That stinks. So,
But then the Badgers won, pretty convincingly, and I see your Razorbacks won.
Yes,
how about that?
Yeah, I picked against them. So.
Did you pick against your own team?
Well, I thought I did, but I didn't. Apparently, I don't know.
Oh,
I was rooting for Kansas the whole game. Maybe that's why they lost.
Well, that could be.
You know,
I haven't looked to see how I did on the first day. It's better to not know sometimes.
I got 15 out of 16 right.
Wow. You're right up there.
Yeah.
Did you enter the Civic Media one or is it just the WRCO
one?
No,
just the WRCO
one. Because I did both. So last year, I almost won the entire state for Civic Media. I think I was second. I got lucky.
You were the first loser.
A first loser, yeah. But no, I even picked the right champion last year, but it was some sort of tiebreaker with the points or something like
that.
And
you lost.
And I lost that. So, yeah.
You got ripped out of it again.
Ripped out of it again. It was my chance at glory. You know, like the hey, look at me. You know,
kind of like Tuesday's quiz.
Look at me, but I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sorry, Phil.
What do you
Maybe
do?
Maybe we can give you a trophy around here. What
I want a participation ribbon anyway.
No, I don't get participation ribbon.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't get participation. If you earn a ribbon, I'll give you a ribbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being here and
for my hair.
Being here and just doing what you're supposed to do, you don't get a ribbon.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Well,
that's just me.
Well,
maybe that's a little bit of old school.
Oh, it is old school.
Yeah. Right. So I've come up with a little new segment on Fridays to bump it up a little bit. I got a couple of them. It's the word of the week, Phil.
The word of the week.
Yeah. Yes. This week's word is skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's a noun.
It's a noun?
Yeah, in Arkansas, you can use it any way you want.
Skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust, noun. The mysterious possible magical powder left behind after something disappears. Skeeter dust.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with a mosquito?
Skeeter? No, I never said mosquito.
I know you didn't, but I figured skeeter is short for mosquito. Well,
skeeter dust, though.
Skeeter dust.
Yeah. Here's a sentence for you.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah, yes.
I set my sandwich down for 1 second. And when I turned back, nothing but skeeter dust left.
Really?
Reckon the dog got it.
Oh, boy.
Skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust. That's the word of the day today, kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
So there you go, Phil.
I never knew that.
Kind of like my paycheck.
Skeeter dust?
I turned around,
and it was
went
gone.
Shopping, and
really?
It was gone like skeeter dust.
At least you got one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, anything else new, buddy?
I'm impressed. No, but we do have some track meets. So the first spring sports events of the year, one today, and then tomorrow, lacrosse has one for small schools earlier in the day, big schools.
And they indoor?
And they're all indoor. And I know that there is a softball scrimmage scheduled for tomorrow. What are the odds makers saying on that one? Probably?
About 2%.
2%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 2% that it won't happen.
Oh, so 98% of the play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they might. It's not supposed to be
they might.
Wet. High of 40, though.
It's going to be chilly.
Bundle up there, Hank.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
your skivvies on and your long-legged underwear and snowmobile soup, maybe. Right.
Are you ready for the, and I have a recipe for the week.
For the week.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Hold on. I should have written.
Do you have like a grill or something?
I should have written up some sort of a big liner or something with echo, you know.
But well, what about
recipe? Recipe of the week.
There you go.
Hank's legendary microwave gourmet hot dog surprise.
Did you make this last night?
No, no. Oh. But a couple weeks ago I did.
You did?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. You ready?
All right. What is it?
Here's the ingredients. All right. One hot dog, preferably not expired, Philip. Okay. One slice of bread, because who keeps buns around anymore?
Yeah, true.
One squirt of whatever condiment that isn't crusty on the top.
Oh, so you that's hard to find.
Yeah. And then three shredded chips for texture. So just chips. Crunch up chips.
Potato chips?
Yeah, whatever chips you like.
Oh.
So, yeah, just live with me here for a minute.
Okay,
all right.
Boy, that's scary thought.
Here's the instructions. Place a hot dog on a microwave-safe plate or a paper towel if you just live on the edge like myself.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Number two, microwave for 45 seconds or until it explodes at one end or both ends slightly.
Yeah. You know how that happens.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, just slightly. Careful. You don't want to blow the whole thing up. No. Just the ends. Okay. Number three, carefully place it on your fancy bread bun.
Bread bun.
Or, you know, well, you can also kinda, known as a folded white.
Yeah, you can just fold a piece of white bread.
But,
yeah.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
If
you know my recipe, I don't even know why I'm telling
you. I'm sorry.
Also known as a folded slice of white bread.
Oh, okay.
I think you've... have you been in my drawer?
Well, no, but I may have made this before.
Squeeze on some mystery sauce from the fridge.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then crunch the three chips over the top for a gourmet crunch. You know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
Usually white corn or yellow. I'm a big yellow corn guy, so yellow corn is a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I would rather have, like, potato chips.
Yeah. Take a bite and question your life choices, Phil.
Okay. You do that if you eat it.
Yeah. So here's the, even for the full experience, you know what? Pair it with a flat soda.
Oh, a flat soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you open the liter bottle, it goes, you know, it doesn't.
Yes, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And there you have it. A meal so quick, even a fork would be confused, you know.
All right, that's nice.
So there's recipe number one.
That's awesome. Hank's Legendary Microwave Gourmet Hot Dog Surprise. If you need a copy of it, we'll post that later.
It should be on there now. It should be went up at 7:30.
All right.
So on Facebook.
Boy,
so.
Nice. Because I'm sure a lot of people will clamor for that.
You think they will?
I think they can probably remember it without looking at the recipe. My guess is they could. So,
but there's a picture of me in a chef's hat on there.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know if Adam did that. You never know with
that's
Adam.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So the question I have from the recipe is there. So you have to check whether it's expired or not.
If you care.
Well, if it's on the package. But what happens? Because it's different when you open the package.
You got to eat them.
You got to eat them within like a week or something like
that? I have no idea. But here's the thing.
I think there's a few preservatives in it. It should be good.
Maybe. But I'm one of these guys. If it's expired, I am throwing it away.
Right. I know.
So let's just say like a pound of bacon. I haven't thought. Okay. I know.
Right.
And there's no resealable package on it. So it's one serving. You just cook it all.
Cook it all.
So, but, you know, if you have expired bacon that's frozen, which I eat.
Right.
I mean,
if it's frozen, it's different.
But I will cook the whole package.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'll eat it, but I'll cook the whole package. That way, there's nothing. I can always put it in the fridge. And I do that a lot. I usually cook a lot of bacon or sausage and have it in the mornings. I'll heat it up in the microwave in the mornings.
You fry it up?
I usually fry it at night. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'll do 2 pounds of bacon.
In the air fryer?
I have not done an air fryer.
You can.
Yeah, I have. But I haven't done it while because I do it in the oven.
The oven is the best way to cook bacon.
So
I think.
What happens, I'll do 2 pounds of bacon,
yep.
Drain the grease off of it, and then put it in plastic bags. I put like 4 pieces in a bag, a little baggie, and then I'll eat that on the way to work.
Oh.
So I have a couple meals, 3 or 4 meals.
Meal on the go.
Yep.
There you go.
So
lots of good tipping cooking hints, cooking tips.
I use the air fryer a lot. You can attest to that.
Yeah, you got the air fryer going here.
Yeah, so you like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So... But anyway, other than that, Baked potatoes are awesome in the air fryer. Uh-huh. I mean,
what about cheese balls? Have you tried
cheese
those?
Balls? Are pretty good too. Are they in there? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck with that. So, anyway, any plans for the weekend?
You know, not too much. Probably watch a little more basketball today and tonight. And,
yeah.
Going back from the NCAA to the high school games.
Anywhere else local for high school?
Not so much. I mean, there are a couple of teams, you know, kind of on the fringe. There's a Madison area team, isn't there? And mm-hmm. then there's a Wausau team. You know, my good friend Chad Holmes, who covers yep. sports in Wausau, well, I'm sure will be doing that game today. So
I think they did the Prairie School last night, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. They did.
But anyway, Prairie School, very interesting school. Is it Wausau or Green Bay or what is it?
Yeah, that was the school that was under 500.
Yeah, but you know, it costs like $25,000 a year to go there.
Is that right?
Oh, it's crazy.
Hmm.
Crazy.
Wow.
Well, I don't think my whole education system cost $25,000.
No, I probably not.
So, even when I had to redo first grade.
You had to redo first grade?
I did.
How many times?
Once,
okay.
Well, as far as I know, I can't count that high. Have a good day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.